Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Malka Bat Allegra, Shifra Bat Sara, Shlomo Ben Sara, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to Ilui Neshamot, the elevating of the souls, of Daniel Nankin, Allegra Bat Rachel, Lunita Adler, Helen Friedman, Harab Binyamin Kahana, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We're going to tell you a story that's really a shocking story on this week's program. This week's program is going to be a shocker. And it's going to be about Israel and about the Kahanist movement and how the Kahanist movement was hijacked by pseudo-Kahanists, by people who are not really supporters of our magnificent Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo. And how now they, because of the upcoming elections on March 26th in Israel, on March 26th we're going to have elections for the Knesset, for the Israeli parliament, these pseudo-Kahanists may be the ones who will be the balance of power that can rescue Bibi, because the election is so close. If their party passes the minimum threshold and gets 4 seats, they potentially can be the balance of power and can rescue the Netanyahu government, which they say, by the way, is their goal. Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is the head of the pseudo-Kahanist, the phony Kahanist, or the fake Kahanist party, which is called Otzma Yehudit, means Jewish strength. It's really Chulsha Yehudit. It's really Jewish weakness. But anyway, Itamar Ben-Gvir has said that his goal is to rescue what he calls the right-wing government of Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party, which is anything but right-wing. And it shows how phony, how fake, how disgusting his movement really is. First of all, before I go into this horrific story about Itamar Ben-Gvir and how I got to know him and how I spoke to him and how we had communications with him, with a shocking story that I'm going to tell you about him. Really shocking. Before we even go into that, let's review why Bibi Netanyahu is not only not right-wing, but worse than the open left, because you have the phony right, and then you have the open left, who are openly left-wing. But the phony right are consistently worse than the open left in Israel. Because the phony right, when they're in power, they are able to carry out the programs of the left. They have the power to carry out the programs because most Israelis trust them. And so when Menachem Begin and the Likud party of the phony right said that we must surrender the entire vast Sinai with all the Sinai oil fields, which would have given Israel energy independence for 100 years and would have made Israel a net exporter of oil, earning huge amounts, vast sums of money, which now Egypt is earning because the Sinai was handed over by Menachem Begin and the Likud to Nazi Egypt. If Israel had kept the Sinai, it would have been a net oil exporter. You know what that would have done for the Israeli economy? Do you know what the vast Sinai would have done for Israeli security, having control of the vast Sinai, which is 3 times the size of the rest of the state of Israel? And you wouldn't have had hundreds of thousands of mistanenim, of illegal aliens, flooding into Israel if Israel had the Sinai. If Israel had kept Sinai, the illegal aliens that flooded through the Sinai, that came through the Sinai and crossed the Israeli border, would not have been able to get into Israel. So hundreds of thousands of black Muslim illegal aliens that are taking over whole neighborhoods, that have taken over all of South Tel Aviv. Over 70% of the population of South Tel Aviv now are illegal aliens, illegal black illegal aliens from Africa. This catastrophe would not have happened if Israel had kept Sinai. But it was a phony right government under Menachem Begin and Likud that surrendered the entire vast Sinai. The left couldn't have done it. The left wouldn't have gotten away with it, because if the left had tried and proposed surrendering the entire Sinai for a worthless piece of paper from Egypt called the so-called peace treaty, which was a worthless piece of paper from Egypt, if the left had proposed this, everyone, including the phony right, would have been accusing them of betrayal and how crazy and what are you doing and this is suicidal and this is complete insanity. And so the left cannot get away with doing things that the phony right can get away with doing. The same exact concessions that the phony right makes, if the left made them, the Israeli public would not accept it. The vast majority of Israelis would not accept it, and the concessions wouldn't be able to go through. But when the phony right does it, they go through. And that we saw that with the Sinai surrender under Menachem Begin and the Likud. Only Menachem Begin and the Likud could get away with that. And we saw that with Arik Sharon and the expulsion of 10,000 Jews in Gush Katif and handing over Gush Katif and all of Gaza to the Hamas Muslim Nazi terrorists who are now using that area to fire thousands of missiles into all of Israel. And we saw that again when Bibi Netanyahu continued the Oslo agreements, which when the left was in power were so unpopular. The Israeli people were completely against the Oslo agreements, the majority of Israelis, when the left was in power. But as soon as Bibi Netanyahu took power, he continued the Oslo process and has continued it to this day. And he surrendered 13% of Judea and Samaria and surrendered 97% of Hebron, the holiest city for the Jewish people. That was handed over to Yasser Arafat, the Arab Hitler, and to the PLO Nazi terrorists by Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud. Not by the left. And we could go on and on. Right now, for 11 years already, for 11 years there has been a building freeze in effect. Actually, more than 11 years. For over 11 years there's been a building freeze in effect against the Jews of Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. This is a catastrophe for the Jewish people. Jews are not allowed to build. If Jews could expand their settlements and communities in Judea and Samaria, we wouldn't have the danger of a Palestinian state. Would not exist. Creating a so-called Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria, in the heartland of biblical Israel, would be national suicide for Israel. Israel would be 6 to 9 miles wide. But if we had doubled or tripled the Jewish population in those areas, there wouldn't even be talk of a so-called Palestinian state. They'd never be able to do it. But because of Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud freezing Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, this danger is a very real one, and Donald Trump came up with a so-called peace plan that does create a so-called Palestinian state. By the way, there is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians. It's the biggest historical hoax in history. Despite that, based on this lie, this big lie, that has been propagated for the past 50 years, they want to create a so-called Palestinian state, take away the biblical heartland of Israel from the Jewish people, and create this dagger in the heart of the Jewish homeland, and make the Jewish homeland indefensible. And Bibi Netanyahu, with his building freeze, has made this possible, and the Likud have made this possible. The left, when the left were in power, when left-wing governments were in power, Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres, Ehud Olmert, Ehud Barak, when they were in power, they never, never, never had a complete building freeze in Judea and Samaria. Never froze building in Jerusalem, Israel's capital, for Jews. And in fact, there was far more building and far more Jewish settlement going on under left-wing governments than under the phony right governments. Far more. But Bibi has been the worst prime minister in Israel's history when it comes to Jewish settlements. He is completely freezing Jewish building there. He's choking off these settlements and drying them out. He's the worst prime minister in Israel's history when it comes to the land of Israel and Jewish settlements. And Bibi Netanyahu, who always speaks about Iran and the danger of Iran and the Iranian nuclear threat, has done nothing, as Iran is weeks away, according to the American Secretary of State, just weeks away from building a nuclear bomb. Excuse me. Netanyahu always swore that if we ever got to this point, that the Israeli Air Force would go in and the Israeli military would destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, which Israel is perfectly capable of doing. But he doesn't have the guts to do it. He's a coward and a fraud. And he's more interested in maintaining his cozy relationship with leaders in Washington than in saving Israel from the danger of a nuclear holocaust. And Bibi's agreements together with Trump, with the United Arab Emirates and Dubai and Bahrain and Morocco. Another disaster. A disaster. Now they want to buy the port, Israel's port in Haifa. Israel's port in Haifa on the Mediterranean Sea is the most strategic point of entry by sea for the state of Israel, for the tiny state of Israel. And the Arabs are going to buy and control Israel's strategic port? This is complete suicide, madness. And the Arabs are going to buy even the famous or infamous Israeli sports team, football team. They call it football in Hebrew. It's really soccer. Beitar Yerushalayim. Arab money is from the Persian Gulf is coming in to buy up all of Israel now. As a result of Bibi's agreements, he's inviting them in to buy the country up. They won't have to fire a single bullet. They'll just buy the country up and then take control of Israel. And then the Jews of Israel will be powerless and they'll end up leaving, and God forbid it'll be the destruction of the Jewish state, God forbid. That's their goal. This is all happening under Bibi Netanyahu. If this happened under the left, there'd be an outcry. There'd be an almost hysterical reaction from the Israeli public. And the expulsion of hundreds of Jews from their homes that were destroyed in Beit El, in Amonah, all the expulsions that have taken place under Bibi Netanyahu, under his evil government, with the full support of Bezalel Smotrich, who is now running together in the same party with Itamar Ben-Gvir. The so-called Kahanists is running in the same party with Smotrich, who supported Bibi Netanyahu while he was throwing Jews out of their homes, while he was freezing Jewish building, while he was destroying the Jewish settlement activity. And billions of dollars have been handed over to the terrorists of Hamas, Fatah, to the Arab Muslim Nazi enemies of Israel in the land of Israel during Bibi's reign as Prime Minister. Billions have been handed over to them. He gives them free electricity, free water, free food, things the Jews never get for free. The Jews in Israel never get this for free, but the enemies of the Jews who are sworn to destroy the Jews and push the Jews into the sea get all of this for free under Bibi Netanyahu. You remember Donald Trump and the Republicans making a legitimate issue of the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim president of the United States, was handing over cash, huge amounts of cash, to the Iranian mullahs as part of the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. You remember that was made an issue, a very legitimate issue. That's what Bibi does every month with Hamas in Gaza. He sends over huge amounts of cash to them. He gives them huge amounts of cash as a bribe. Please stop shelling our cities and our towns in Israel, which of course they do anyway. They take the money and then they do the shelling anyway. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Africa flooding into Israel's cities. Bibi never expels them, never deports them. Nothing is done about it. And Smotrich, who is Itamar Ben-Gvir's running mate now in the same party. Smotrich was part of that government and did nothing and never spoke up and never did anything about that. Anything, not a thing. Continued to support Bibi, who protects the illegal aliens, the black Muslim illegal aliens from Africa that are destroying Israeli cities and Israeli communities and endangering the Jewish character of the state of Israel. That's Bibi Netanyahu. And now Bibi Netanyahu is going to the Arab terrorist Knesset members, Arab terrorists who sit in the Israeli Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. And I say they're Arab terrorists because they've defended Hamas and Fatah and the PLO. They've defended mass murderers of Jews. These are Arab members of the Knesset who have spoken in support and praised the terrorist mass murderers who have been responsible for the slaughter of thousands of Jews over the years. And they're allowed to sit in the Knesset. And Bibi Netanyahu now wants them to join his government and join his coalition. These Arab terrorist Knesset members. There is no... The left would never do that. The left ever suggested such a thing. The vast majority of Israelis would go crazy. But when Bibi suggests that he can get away with it, he can get away with anything. Because Bibi is a right-winger, and Israelis think he's a right-winger. They think if he does it, it's okay. Israelis are comfortable with it. Pure insanity. And so, it's very, very important that Bibi Netanyahu be defeated in this election on March 26th. Yes, the opposition to him are also terrible, but he's worse. He's worse. There has to be a change. He's got to go. He has got to go. He's setting up Israel for unbelievable catastrophe. He's got to go. And I have a feeling he's going to get in again. I have a feeling he's going to win the election on March 26th again, because he's fooled the Israelis so many times. I think he'll fool them again, God forbid. But unfortunately, I think he probably will. But we're going to do everything we can to stop him. But you know what's amazing? The polls show that he's getting between 59 and 61 Knesset seats. He needs 61 to form a government, because there are 120 members of the Knesset of the Israeli parliament. 61 would be a majority. And if Ben-Gvir, the party of Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, the fake Kahanist party of Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, who are fake right, fake Kahanists, if they get in with the support of people who sincerely think that they're supporting the philosophy of Rabbi Meir Kahana, which they're not, the opposite is true. But if they get in, then Bibi will get a majority, a Knesset, will probably get a majority in the Knesset, God forbid. And we'll have four more years of this catastrophe, in which there is a very high chance that, God forbid, Iran will develop nuclear bombs, and there'll be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, and there'll be a new plan for a so-called Palestinian state, there'll be a continuation on freeze in Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, and so on. All the disasters that I've spoken about will only intensify, God forbid, and the very survival of Israel will hang in the balance, will be in grave danger. And someone who calls himself a Kahanist, Itamar Ben-Gvir, is going to be responsible for this. Because he says Bibi is a right-winger, and we've got to keep Bibi in power, and he wants to work with Bibi. And Bibi, by the way, pushed. Bibi Netanyahu pushed. Bibi, by the way, is the nickname for Binyamin Netanyahu, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel. Bibi Netanyahu is the one who pushed to have Ben-Gvir included in Smotrich's party. Bibi Netanyahu wanted Ben-Gvir in on this. He doesn't consider Ben-Gvir, he considers Ben-Gvir to be his ally, and he's right. Ben-Gvir is like a loyal Likud soldier now, fighting for the Likud, fighting for the left-wing Likud. And yet he gets votes from people who think he's a Kahanist. How phony, how disgraceful. What a chilul Hashem, what a desecration of God's name. Now I'm going to tell you a story about Itamar Ben-Gvir. I first got to know him about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe 11 years ago, on our JTF Hebrew Forum. We had a Hebrew Forum at that time. And we had someone on the forum, we had someone who wanted to join our forum, whom we expelled from the forum immediately, and his name was Uzi Zalka. Uzi Zalka was an unbelievably sick Jew in Israel. Very sick Jew. Who was an admirer of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis and agreed with the Holocaust. And he tried to join our forum. And he put up videos. And by the way, to this day he has videos on YouTube, which YouTube has not taken down, in Hebrew, quoting Nazis and praising. And in fact, the name of his site on YouTube is I forgot the exact site, but he calls himself a Nazi even in his title on the site. He calls himself in Hebrew a Nazi. Admits that he's a Nazi. And Uzi Zalka was appointed by Itamar Ben-Gvir to be the admin, the administrator of the forum that Ben-Gvir and Baruch Marzel and the other fake Kahanists were trying to put together. They're trying to put together a forum. And they appointed Uzi Zalka to be their admin there. Now, when they appointed him, they didn't know that he was a Nazi, that he was a sick, demented, unbelievably demented Jew who agrees with the Nazis and the Holocaust about destroying his own people. They didn't know this when they appointed him. I don't think they knew this. But when they found out that he did this, when we proved this and showed him, and I spoke to Ben-Gvir and I showed Ben-Gvir all the evidence, and he's an attorney. Ben-Gvir is an attorney. He should know about evidence. He knows about evidence. Ben-Gvir is not stupid. When I showed him and proved to him what Uzi Zalka was and what he represented, he refused to remove Uzi Zalka as the administrator of his forum, even though he knew that Uzi Zalka was a Nazi who was praising the Holocaust, was saying that the Nazis are right, that the Germans are right, that they were right for exterminating the Jews. He had on his forum posts under different names. Uzi Zalka was putting them under different names, posts on his forum, praising the Nazis. Just unbelievable. And Ben-Gvir refused to remove a known Nazi from his forum. As the admin of his forum. He was the admin of his forum. In the end, Uzi Zalka went to a mental institution. He's been in a mental institution I don't know how many times, but I know that he spent time in a mental institution. A very sick person. But how can you leave on your forum someone, any Jewish forum, and especially one that claims to believe in the philosophy of our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, someone who's praising Hitler and the Nazis and the Holocaust? And this is who he leaves on the forum? It was unbelievable. He refused to remove him. And why did he refuse to remove him? Because he thought that Uzi Zalka is going to bring him more members. Because Uzi Zalka put fake names of members, about 50 fake names, and said, you see, I have 50 members that I'm bringing you to the forum. So he thought, oh, we're going to have 50 new people that are going to be helping us on the forum. We're going to have a big forum here with 50 more active members. So just to have a few more active members on the forum, he was willing to tolerate someone who was praising Hitler and the Nazis. Uzi Zalka also joined our forum, but he stayed on for a grand total of one day. When I found out how insane he was immediately barred and banned from the forum and started making videos against me all over the internet in Hebrew, videos smearing me and lying about me all over the internet. Which, by the way, the videos where he clearly smears me and lies about me and says things that can be proven to be completely false, YouTube will not take off. Those videos YouTube will not remove. But all of my videos where I tell the truth about things, where I just express political opinions, they're removed automatically from YouTube. This is what happens when you have self-hating Jews. And unfortunately, Benjamin Netanyahu of the phony right is also a self-hating Jew. And Itamar Ben-Gvir is willing to work with these people and surrender to these people and do their bidding just so that he can have a comfortable Knesset seat, just so that he can be a member of the Knesset. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. And so, JTF is the only group telling the truth here. The only one. No one is telling the truth. The things I'm telling you about, no one says these things. I could tell you so many things about this little clique of fake Kahanists who work for the establishment and with the establishment. Baruch Marzel, Itamar Ben-Gvir. I could tell you so many stories about these people, you wouldn't believe it. But we'll just settle for saying that this would be an unmitigated catastrophe for Israel. An unforgivable act that they're going to be the balance of power. That they're going to be the balance of power that enables Bibi to continue these destructive policies in the name of the right, in the name of being a right winger. Unbelievably destructive policies. So that's where we stand in Israel. Will JTF succeed in preventing Bibi from winning the election and remaining as prime minister? The odds are against us. Probably not. The odds are against us. God forbid. But the odds are against us. But we're going to try. And we're going to tell the truth. We're going to do everything we can to tell the truth. And I know it's unpopular. And I know it hurts my chances of getting into Israel and making Aliyah when I criticize the powers that be in Israel. I know that. I understand that. They already all know me. BB and all the other, they all know me already. They already know what I say about them. They know for years what I say about them. But my personal dreams of making Aliyah and all the other things we dream about, the number one thing that we are concerned about, and of course my dream of making Aliyah is very important to me and I always want to try to make Aliyah, but the number one thing for us is the Jewish people and the state of Israel and the future of the Jewish people in the state of Israel. That's always been the number one thing for us. Thank God that at least there's one group that still makes that the priority and that would not sacrifice that just to get a Knesset seat or just to get the comforts of having the establishment accept you. Thank God that at least someone still has some principles left, because that's what Rabbi Kahana, our great leader, taught us to do. And that is the opposite, the complete opposite of what Itamar Ben-Gvir and Baruch Marzel and all these other guys, Ben-Ari, what they stand for. Complete opposite of everything they stand for. By the way, Ben-Ari, I remember he did an interview saying that Iran is none of Israel's business if Iran builds nuclear bombs. That they'll let the world take care of it. Israel shouldn't even be involved with the issue. This is the fake Kahanists. I mean, on every issue, they're terrible. Just terrible. We're going to continue fighting for the truth. By the way, you know, we as I mentioned to you before, PayPal, after suspending our site for a while, decided to let us continue. They decided to let us continue, so we're on PayPal. If anybody wants to go to our site and help us out, we're on PayPal. You go to the Hebrew site, we are on PayPal again. So just so that you'll know, that's been the update for a while already. We've been on PayPal already for a couple of months now. PayPal has put us back, so the ban from PayPal at least was reversed. We convinced PayPal that they should let us have the right to free speech. We convinced them to do that. In the meantime, we're going to continue our fight, and we're going to fight for what's true and what's right, because someday, the voices of pure truth will win. Someday. Someday the voices of righteousness and justice and truth will prevail. That's something all the Nevi'im, all the prophets promise us. That's something Hashem promises us. He swears to do that in the end. All of that will yet happen. But in the meantime, as we go through this period, in the end of days, it's Be'acharit HaYamim, which means in the end of days, we're warned that it's going to be a very dark period. And right before the great redemption comes, there'll be tremendous darkness and everybody will be doing evil and no one will speak the truth. And that's the period we're living in now. During that time, we have an obligation, though, to be a voice of truth, to be a light in all of the darkness. That's the obligation of every one of us, to the best of our ability. How much we'll accomplish? I don't know. God willing, I hope we'll accomplish a lot. If we can pry one or two seats away from Bibi and his coalition, and it's close enough, we can potentially defeat Bibi. It's possible, theoretically possible. Again, I think the odds are against us, but we're going to try our best. And in the meantime, whether we succeed in bringing Bibi down or not in this upcoming election, even if whether we succeed or not, at least we're bringing the truth to many Israeli Jews. And that's certainly important, that someone, somewhere, is telling the truth. It's very important. It gives Hashem, it gives God an excuse. Every time you have a group like ours, a fringe, even if we're a fringe group, just getting up and telling the truth, it gives God an excuse to say, at least somewhere, someone is honest in telling the truth. At least someone is, and is willing to pay the price for those who tell the truth. And maybe, because of God's great compassion and mercy, maybe that will lead God to decide to be more merciful toward the Jewish people as a whole, and toward the state of Israel as a whole. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world, and we can change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.